War continues to ravage Europe, but help is on the way. Every able-bodied young man is lining up to serve his country. Even little Timmy is doing his part, collecting scrap metal. Nice work, Timmy.
Captain America isn't exactly my first choice for a night at the movies. A glance at the title and the movie's brief intro provides me with more than enough warning. Don't expect anything more than a blatant display of the stereotypical superhero alongside the usual display of American patriotism, which I always find hard to appreciate. Unfortunately, due to a lack of exciting features on offer in the cinema at present, I end up watching it, and to my surprise, I actually had fun. The excessive presentation of the superhero image alongside strong patriotism gives the movie a somewhat comical hue.
Sorry, son.
Look, just give me a chance.
You've been eligible on your asthma alone.
Is there anything you can do?
I'm doing it. I'm saving your life.
At the beginning, audiences are greeted with a visually reduced Chris Evans, appearing as a 90-pound skinny kid who tries desperately to join the U.S. war effort against the Nazis. He is underweight, suffers from asthma, possesses intelligence slightly above the average, and a die-hard determination to serve the country. After 5 failed attempts to join, his efforts draw the attention of a Dr. Abraham Erskine, who includes him in a strategic scientific reserve program. With the help of a serum, the scrawny young man is turned into a super soldier who subsequently leads the battle against the Nazis. Most film adaptations based on comic books share one thing in common. There's nothing particularly extraordinary about them. The only fascinating aspect of these movies is when the heroes show off their superpowers and the directors impress you with stunning special effects, leaving audiences feeling empowered and excited. Other than that, you settle with decent screenwriting and acting and hope it doesn't get worse. This is the case with Captain America. The computer-generated version of an underweight Chris Evans is worth noting, as are the 1940s costumes, settings, and the World War II battle scenes, but these are pretty much the only things on offer from this movie. Perhaps it is a cultural thing that keeps me from appreciating the superhero image which is prevalent in American comic books and the film adaptations. Growing up in a society that has long lauded the Confucius Golden Mean, I have an almost instinctive suspicion against absolute power or extraordinary physical strength. Of course, I did feel empowered and excited while watching, but once I left the cinema, I found myself back in the real world where people are too afraid or too indifferent to even lend a helping hand to someone lying injured on the roadside. I start to think that maybe the comic writers and film directors are trying to construct a world that is too simple and naive.
Who's strong and brave here to save the American way? Who vows to fight like the man for what's right by today?
Yet what makes this film comical is the overemphasis on American patriotism. To have a staunch patriot as the main character who bears such a name and reiterates his allegiance to his country would have been more than enough, but the occasional outbursts of sentences like "protect the American way" sound a little too much like political campaign for my liking. I don't know whether the director does this deliberately or not, but from where I was sitting, it appeared rather comical. Since there isn't much to look at in this comic book to silver screen adaptation, I'll just have to be content with the superpowers and special effects gimmicks, and the comical patriotic appeal, which entitles the film to a rating no higher than 4 on a scale from 1 to 10. And before I forget to mention, part of this review also applies to Green Lantern, another comic book adaptation that will premiere in Chinese theaters soon. You'll know which part I'm referring to once you see it.